1, 2, 3, 4.
To WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Kristen Korb, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. Kristen Korb. Marvelous bass player, vocalist, composer, and the president of the International Society of Bassists. And she was sort of discovered by the great Ray Brown, and that's a story I'll tell you about a little later in the show. But I'm delighted to have you tune in tonight. The Cool Jazz Set is always delighted to be here playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste, at WDCE from the University of Richmond, where the show originates every Sunday at this time. Up first, we're going to hear from a brand new recording that Kristen Korb sent, and she wrote the tunes on this and has a really nice group with her. So this is a piece entitled Celebrate from her album entitled Kristen Korb, Finding Home. I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show. Thank you. Man, that was the Village Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, their new release, The Music of Bob Brookmeyer. And that was, of course, not written by Bob Brookmeyer. That was Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark, but the arrangement was Bob Brookmeyer's, and they played it. The other recordings on this, and there are seven other recordings on this album, are all Bob Brookmeyer compositions, and they're wonderful. And I would highly recommend it to you. Their website, by the way, is as easy to find information about them is VanguardJazzOrchestra.com. Skylark. And before that, we heard a nice trio. This goes back to 1957. Jimmy Giuffre, saxophone, Jim Hall, the guitarist, and the great bassist Ralph Pena playing Crazy She Calls Me. And we open tonight's show with the wonderful and very talented Kristen Korb from her new album, Finding Home. We heard her play Celebrate, and that featured some really fine work on that. The trombonist on that, Steen Hansen, and saxophonist on that, Carl Martin Almqvist, the pianist, Magnus Korth, and of course on bass and vocals, Kristen Korb, who is now married to a wonderful guy in Copenhagen, and that's where she makes her home a lot of the time, although she does travel all over the world playing, and she's high in demand. And as I said earlier, she is the president of a great organization, the International Society of Bassists, and she is held in high esteem. Okay, up next, I had a request to play this. I'm going to do it. I really love this album, too. It's a tribute to Chet Baker by Elion Elias, and she pronounces it. That's the way she pronounces her last name, Elias. I thought about you as the title of the album. This tune is This Can't Be Love, because I feel so well.
This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, I just hear it beat. This is just sweet, a jubilee. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still, I love to look in your eyes. Can't be love, because I feel so well. No sighs, no sorrows, no signs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. I just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still, I love to look and I still love to look and I still love to look in your eyes.
Myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as if I had wings. I bump right into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, a glove and feeling like someone in
I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thanks, Edgar Meyer, the great bassist, Edgar Meyer, who, by the way, will be here at the Modlin Center for the Performing Arts the first Saturday in October. I believe that's October the 4th. And he'll be performing with Chris Thiel, and you will want to be there to hear that. He is unbelievable. And the two of them together are just delightful. And tomorrow, the box office opens at 10 o'clock. You can call and make your reservations for that here in Richmond, 804-289-8980. 289-8980. And I hope I'll see you there. I plan to be there. He is marvelous. It'll be a great show. It's a beautiful concert hall. The camp concert hall is where they'll perform. And there's not a bad seat in the house. It'll really be nice. Okay, let's see. We just heard from Calabria Foti, one of my very favorite vocalists. And she has a couple of nice albums out. And I think she's working on a new project, too. This is from her album, When a Woman Loves a Man and Like Someone in Love, is what we just heard. And the nice tenor saxophone soloist on that was Pete Chrislieb, and the pianist was Matt Harris. Calabria Foti, spelled F-O-T-I. And before that, we heard a live recording by the great Ray Brown Trio featuring Gene Harris on piano, Jeff Hamilton on drums. That was done at the Good Day Club in Tokyo back in 1989, I believe. And we heard The Days of Wine and Roses, the great Henry Mancini's tune. Okay, up next, one of my favorite flugelhornists. I have three that I'm really crazy about. Chet Baker is one. Art Farmer is another. And then Guido Basso is definitely on that list. And this is from an album that he did entitled Take One with the organist Joey DeFrancesco. And this is My Romance, the great Guido Basso. And this is from my friend Mac. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a vinyl recording that I've had for quite some time. Marvelous tenor saxophonist as well as a valve trombonist. And not many people double on those two instruments. That's Bob Enevolson's quintet, Marty Pace on piano, Red Mitchell, the great bassist on that. And we'll talk about Red Mitchell in just a little bit because I'm doing a special two-hour show next week on Red Mitchell, and you'll want to be here for that. Larry Bunker on vibraphones and Don Heath, and we heard Don't Be That Way. Bob Enevolson, he passed away in 2009. I got to see him, hear him with a big band, oh goodness, back in, that was about 15 years ago in Los Angeles at the Jazz Educators Conference, and he was really something. He was in poor health at the time, but he was still playing well, and they featured him quite a bit. Okay, up next, we'll finish up this first set with a favorite group of mine, the Luther Hughes Cannibal Coltrane Project, and this is Jive Samba.